Am I not woman enough for you? I'm a star, you bastard. Don't talk to me with that sarcastic, contemptuous tone. My pinky stays up because I'm a lady. Fuck the dolphins, you smear like an asshole. And telling me to suppress my femininity is cold, man. It's Coleman. The D is silent. Regardless, I'm still well hung and no need for chochas. If you ever care to see me, I'll be in Los Copas.
Welcome to A Voyage Through Finn. I'm Ben Gazzara. I'm here with my boy Mocky Mock.
You.
We got Daniel, baby.
Bleep, blorp, bloop.
And of course, with a beautiful kind of abstraction, Anthony.
Hello.
And we're fucking kicking this shit off with LGBTQIA month. Let's go. Woo! Gay month. Nice. Celebrating Thanks. Queer films. Let's go. And Daniel has picked a landmark, a milestone, if you will, in gay cinema. The Birdcage.
Oh, yeah. My favorite. Nice.
1996.
So good. Oh. I didn't even hesitate with this movie.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
As soon as you know it.
You know and love this movie.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's my mother's favorite. She got me started on it.
That's amazing.
This is, besides that one movie with Nathan, what is it? The Mouse Hunt or whatever? House Trap?
Mouse Hunt, yeah.
Is it Mouse Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie. It's that movie, Lion King, and this one. That's all you need from Nathan Lane. And you got quite the pedigree. Oh, so good. I love this movie.
Nathan Lane is a fucking revelation in this movie. He's so
Who is he
good.
In Lion King?
He's Zazu, isn't he?
Oh, wow. Oh, no, that's... Zazu is Mr. Bean.
Oh. Wait, Nathan Pumbaa? Lane. No, yeah, he's not Pumbaa. Okay. Is he Timon?
Timon. Timon.
He's Timon. Yeah, he's Timon. Okay. That's who he is.
Oh, he's Timon. Nice. Zazu. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's just so quippy.
Very distinctive voice. I mean, you can't. As soon as you hear him, it's like, dude, gold.
It's Nathan Lane.
Theater at its finest.
Yeah, man. Oh my god, he's fucking incredible. And Robin Williams. I mean, we'll get to them in just a second. 1996. It's directed by Mike Nichols, with a screenplay by Elaine May. And it's based on a French movie that's based on a play.
Yeah.
So it's a remake of a 70s French movie called La Cage aux Folles. La Cage aux Folles or something. And it feels
Mike
like a
Nichols,
play.
He did The Graduate?
Yes. Mike
Classic.
Nichols. Mike Nichols is actually a very important, I feel like, boundary pusher director. Coming out of that, like, that New Hollywood 1967 into the 70s era. I mean, The Graduate, that's, like, the ultimate. That was, like...
Yeah. It's one of that's the best probably movies. His biggest.
What was that? That was 1967? And right before that, he did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, also an adaptation of the play.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Also an incredible movie. Yeah, he does Biloxi a lot of adaptations.
Blues.
Catch-22. Closer.
Working Girl.
His last movie was Charlie Wilson's War, written by Aaron Sorkin with
that was all right.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, he does a lot of like political, satirical stuff. A lot of like novel adaptations, actually. But him, Elaine May, if you know who that is, they actually came up as an improv comedy duo. on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And then they transitioned into filmmaking, and he became a director. She also became a director, but they were kind of like writing partners. And she famously wrote some big ones like The Heartbreak Kid, A New Leaf, Heaven Can Wait. And she did Ishtar, Mikey and Nikki with Peter Falk and John Cassavetes.
Isn't Ishtar like one of like the, like, there's something weird about that movie, right? It's not like one of the biggest like busts ever or something. I don't know. Maybe. Not to get too off topic, but.
No, it might be. Actually, yeah, I think you're right. But it's apparently it's amazing though. And it's with Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman. It's talentless American songwriters travel to a booking in Morocco. Yeah, it just sounds wild. But yeah, she's amazing. Mikey and Nikki, highly, highly recommend. Me and Anthony watched that a couple years ago. It's a gangster movie, and it's just so unlike any gangster movie you've ever seen. It's about like just two guys hanging out, and one of them is afraid that he's going to be assassinated.
Sure. Jesus.
But back to Birdcage. We've got an incredible lineup here. Robin Williams.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, fucking legend.
Oh, jeez.
It made me, as soon as he hit the screen, I was like, man, I just want more of like modern Robin Williams.
He's a force.
Like if he didn't do like take away that family road trip movie and then just like more
RV.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one that much.
1 hour photo.
1 hour photo. Oh my
one
god.
1 hour photo. Insomnia.
Creepiest Robin Williams
movies
ever.
Insomnia. Yeah.
Insomnia. I haven't seen Insomnia. That's
pretty. Cool. Patch Adams.
Great. Patch Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, that's my mom's favorite movie.
Awakenings.
What's the one where his family dies?
Jack.
Where his family dies.
Yeah, his wife and children die in a car accident.
Oh, What Dreams May Come.
Oh, that's such a classic if you haven't seen that.
So classic.
He goes to like hell. I'm pretty sure he goes to hell.
He goes to hell to get his...
Because his wife kills... I'm not going to ruin it, actually.
Yeah, his wife kills herself and goes to hell.
Yeah. Yep.
But the rest of the family goes to heaven, and one of the kids... He's like a white kid, but when he goes to heaven, he's Cuba Gooding Jr. It's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? It's so good. It's such
he
a
He always
good
wanted
movie.
To be a
it's trippy.
Nice, yeah, handsome black man. We've already talked a little bit about Nathan Lane, but I mean, Nathan Lane, the fucking goat.
He's really good in this.
A force to be reckoned with.
He revives this character in Modern Family, the show.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Is he gay?
It'd be cooler if he
wasn't.
He does
it so well.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah, no, I'm very sure he's very gay.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's...
He came out publicly in 1999.
Nice.
Yeah, he's super gay.
3 years after The Birdcage came out.
Yeah.
Wow.
In case there are any questions.
In case there are any questions. They're like, you're really good at this.
Yeah, almost comes naturally.
He's like,
your acting is so seamless.
We got Gene Hackman with a comedic performance that you're not even expecting. And then I always am reminded that Gene Hackman is an amazing comedic actor.
Yeah, he's so like under the wraps funny in this, like so straight man funny.
He's so fucking funny. Everything he does in this movie like makes me laugh. Like when he's just grabbing all the chocolates and shit. He's like going in between, going out the window and shit. When he gives the whole speech on the ladder, like,
yeah, with the reporters.
Dude, he's so fucking funny. Like, oh man! But it's crazy because I usually just think of him as like Mississippi Burning, Unforgiven, French Connection, Bonnie and Clyde,
Enemy
whatever.
Lines.
Oh my god, the list goes on. No Way Out, serious actor, but. I mean, Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah,
I always think of that one, which is like one of the funniest performances ever. We got Diane Wiest.
Ooh, my girl Diane.
Yeah, she's good too.
She's incredible. She's so fucking good. in this. And I forget that Diane Weiss is like one of my favorite actresses of all time.
Yeah, what else?
Such
is
a good mom.
She's done a bunch with Woody Allen. She won 2 Oscars for her performances with Woody Allen. Hannah and her sisters.
Edward Scissorhands.
She's an Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Bullets Over Broadway, Radio Days, Footloose, Purple Rose of Cairo, Synecdoche, New York.
Let
Them All Talk recently with Meryl Streep, directed by Steven Soderbergh, which is incredible. If you haven't seen that, it's like all on a cruise ship. She's so fucking good. I don't know. Her and Gene Hackman, I feel like they have no business being as good as they are in this movie because they're just supposed to, I feel like, be the straight part. But the straight parts are funny, and man, she's just so fucking good.
That's what I feel like. That's what happens when you're like a fantastic actor or actress. That's
right.
You can play whatever. You can lean into the comedy or the drama. It doesn't matter.
That's so true. Yeah, and I feel like just having, I mean, everyone in this cast, except for the son, I don't know who's this guy.
Yeah, I love the
kids in this movie, once again, the kids suck.
The casting choice, as far as looks.
Barbara was good.
Looks, though, he looks like Robin Williams' son. Come on.
Yeah, he does.
He does to me.
A little.
He does. He has like the both same white. Like angle on his like.
No, they look alike.
Yeah, it's trippy.
The maid?
Hank Azaria, dude.
Hank Azaria.
Are you fucking kidding me, Hank Azaria?
My Guatemalan-ness.
I mean, I think it's up there with, what's his name? With Jeffrey Wright from Shaft as like the most outrageous, like non-Latin impersonation.
I don't think Jeffrey Wright could be, I don't think that could be stolen though. I don't know.
That's so outrageous.
Yeah, so over the top. I don't know.
Who? Jeffrey Wright?
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright.
Hank Azaria is being pretty tame in this.
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, he did a poo. He's gotten in trouble for a poo. From The Simpsons. So
that's right.
He's outrageous.
I can't wear shoes. They make me fall.
And he immediately falls.
Oh my God.
Why are you doing that?
What?
He's so fucking good. I feel like the first thing I saw him in was Mystery Men. Weirdly enough, I always think of Mystery Men when I think of him as the Blue Raja.
The Blue Raja.
The guy who throws forks. One of the best.
He's like half the voices on The Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean,
that's wild. Yeah,
like
he's the goat.
Yeah, he's just all. Whenever it's like him and the guy that does Homer,
Brockmire.
Like they both of those guys. Whenever they need a voice, it's just like one of those two, like a random voice in the show.
Or the scuba instructor in Along Came Polly.
Yes, the scuba instructor in Along
Came
Polly.
With long hair, though, it's even funnier.
You went to scuba?
Yeah, he's always doing a weird voice. Like he's such a great character actor.
He's so good.
We got Calista Flockhart as Barbara.
I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah,
the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter.
I thought she played a good role. She looked young, and she looked like she was kind of trying to hide the secret the whole time. Like she looks like she was actually that character.
She is Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Ally McBeal?
I don't remember that one.
No,
I don't think I have either, but I remember when it was on.
I remember it being a thing.
And I've heard of it. It would rerun a lot, but I don't know. But yeah, she's good in this.
Baranski from The Grinch.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh yeah, that's right. The estranged mother.
That's all.
Oh yes. Thank you.
This and the Grinch.
I mean, isn't she like the hot single lady in Whoville?
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's kind of mean, isn't she?
Wow. Good clock. She's amazing.
Is she mean?
Cruel Intentions, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Chicago, Mamma Mia, Into the Woods, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. All right, that's nice. She's won 2 Tonys.
Speaking on her character, I feel like I love the choice of not making the estranged mother like an enemy. I thought that was a really good choice to keep the movie light. I thought it was a really, like, it wasn't like a stereotypical, like, you haven't talked to your mother in 20 years and she's a piece of shit. Like, it was pretty, I think it was a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, yeah, even Robin Williams was like, she was young, she was scared.
Yeah.
She's totally, she's a different person.
It's a weird, it does take a minute to settle that beat where you're just like, he's just going to meet his mom for the first time.
Yeah.
Right now. 20 years.
His biological mom. But I guess, I mean, he has an actual mom and that's Nathan Lane. So like for him, like,
bet your ass,
she was never even a thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But I feel like it's,
this is bigger, my real mom,
a bigger deal than they make it. They literally just shake hands. It's so strange. But I agree that it's a great choice just to keep it light. And it's a total role reversal too, from, that's typically the guy character, the guy who has the kid and then
she
runs
a gym,
off
a mogul
and then works in an office and doesn't give a fuck about raising kids. But instead it's like the woman, which is great. The movie is, I think, pretty nicely rated. 84% fresh.
Yep.
Tomato meter, nice. 81% audience score.
Solid. Ouch.
7.2
bullshit
on IMDb. I feel like that should be higher.
That's mid. That's like, oh, nice. It's like average.
It's average, like, just movie above Carlito's Way.
Yeah. Carlito's Way deserves way more than that.
Yeah, no way Carlito's Way or Birdcage should be that low.
Yeah.
But the movie, it was a huge hit. It made 185 mil at the box office.
Man.
Was Robin Williams fresh off? Was that like the peak of Robin?
Yeah, he was fresh off of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's why.
He was,
Aladdin was like 2 years before that.
That's your.
They
star,
wanted dude. They wanted Robin Williams always to be in it. And they're like, you can play either one, and he's like, well, I just did Mrs. Doubtfire, so I'd rather do like the straighter character. And they're like, all right, let's get Steve Martin to play the Nathan Lane character. That's who they went after first. And Steve Martin turned it down. He's like, I'm not right for this.
Yeah.
I think that could have been good too.
I could see it. Maybe as the Robin Williams.
I would just see him though as like a person. That's
what I, like Steve Martin and like Hank Azaria's role, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
And make him like European.
But can you imagine anyone but Hank Azaria, though?
No, but that's the thing. Hank Azaria. Yeah. I don't think anyone could have done it like Hank Azaria did it.
No way.
Yeah.
He was aloof the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think this recasting is going to work.
Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, I mean,
Nathan Lane can't be replaced. That's all I'll say.
He can't be replaced. He
can't be replaced.
No.
Non-negotiable.
None of the cast. I mean, I'm curious to see the French movie, but it's impossible to imagine anyone else.
What's the French movie called?
I don't know. I said it earlier.
Le Birdcage.
Le Birdcage.
Boom. Got him.
That's right.
But yeah, it was like pretty much a universally loved movie, and I mean, it's a farcical, it's a classic farce, really. Just a totally ridiculous situation that doesn't make sense at all, but it's great. And it was definitely a milestone in gay cinema and gay representation. And I think mainly because it's such a positive movie. And I feel like up until then, gay representation in movies was basically all about AIDS. Like that was basically
Philadelphia.
It. Yeah, Philadelphia. Just a bunch of stuff in the 80s. AIDS. That was, I mean, can you imagine the AIDS epidemic? But this was such a big thing to have like a major studio movie with major actors celebrating a very specific gay culture, but celebrating gay culture nonetheless. I read that it got a little bit of flack from the gay community when it first came out because they thought it was too like stereotyped.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But Mike Nichols was just like, no, but it's about like theatrical, like diva, like gay community, like drag divas.
Yeah,
like
drag. It's a drag show club.
Yes. Like it's very specific. And on top of that, that's great, and that's kind of the, you know, the backdrop of the movie, but at the end of the day, it's all about like family acceptance. So it even has like larger themes. But yeah, incredible movie. Take us away, Daniel.
Oh yeah. Let's fly on out of this birdcage. Oh.
Oh.
So we open up with a shot of Ocean Drive, and we're zooming in on the club in question, the birdcage.
And such a good shot.
Yeah. It's just like a just pulled all the way out, and it's just zooming in.
It's and, crazy. It's we like learn, a helicopter yeah, like, shot or something.
Yeah. And understand. We see Robin Williams just looking at all the havoc going on in his drag show club, I guess. I don't know, drag club. But yeah. And there's a little bit of a calamity because the show's about to start. One of the biggest shows is about to start, and Starina won't go on. And
so good.
He goes up, and we learn Starina is the one and only Nathan Lane. Oh. And he's just going on it. You could just clip everything he says. Like, he's just going on and on about just, oh, this wilting flower's dying because his love is dead and gone. And he's just being ridiculous. And won't go on because he thinks Robin Williams is cheating on him with someone else.
And, yeah. White wine.
He's really insecure about that. That's like a theme throughout the movie.
Yeah, it's a thing throughout the whole movie. He always thinks he's cheating on him. He's just like, you had white wine out. I only drink red, and so do you.
Yeah.
Just, Tenants. In the big, Tenants. And then he grabs. He's like, oh! Every time he gets touched, he's just very, very theatrical, to say the least.
I had definitely seen this part before, but I think this is the only thing I had ever seen from the movie before I'd watched it this time.
Oh wow! Oh, nice. I hadn't seen this in a long. So like,
you didn't stick around
time.
For the rest, bro.
I just like caught it in passing, but yeah, like it's I thought the whole movie was just about like a drag club, especially since it's like called the Birdcage. Like, but it turns out this is really like the only time we're here.
Yeah, no, there's only like a couple scenes like here, like literally the beginning, the end, and like one part in the
like the rehearsal.
Middle. Yeah, like the rehearsal. That's
Well, it's all worth it. They have to have Gene Hackman be like the final reveal of the club and drag. Like, it's all worth it.
Yeah, it does come full circle in the end. Yeah,
that's so great.
Well, and also they live like behind the club or like on top of the club.
Yeah, they live on top.
So they're technically like there the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much like a play where it's just like they're in like one location for the whole fucking movie and there's like six characters. It's so good.
Yeah, no. I forget how like he talks her down. But like she agrees to go, and then like Hank Azaria, he's like, "I won't go. Give me some of your pills, those Pirin pills."
I think he basically just says, "All right, well, I'm gonna get this other person to do it then," and then he's like, "No, all right, I'll be there in a minute."
Yeah, no.
I get him. Yeah, he's like, "What the hell are Pirin pills?" It's aspirin, and I scratch out the A and the S. And he's like, "You're a genius."
Yeah, that's funny too. He's so like, good. No, you can only have one now.
Well,
you can
have one after the show. Agador, so good.
I love the but his name's Agador. What a wild name.
Yeah, what a crazy name. I love
this. That opening is so fucking good. Like the camera. Oh, we didn't even mention the fucking DP, dude.
He's
and it was you that fucked it up.
It was you, dude.
Me doing it. I was trying to get through it. It's one of the greatest ever who's very active today. Emmanuel Lubezki.
Shout out to Aunt Emmanuel Lubezki.
Emmanuel Lubezki. He's one of the best cinematographers who's ever lived. I'm about to just tell you a few that he's done. Y tu mamá también. Ollie. Children of Men. Burn After Reading. Gravity. Birdman, Knight of Cups, The Revenant, Song to Song, Amsterdam. Like, he's one of the goats.
All right. Dude, Amsterdam sucked.
This movie looks so fucking good. The Birdcage. These opening shots in the club, where it's following Robin Williams, and it's like full of people.
Yeah.
Lights are going everywhere. The camera's just fluid. It's like these long tracking shots. Dude, it's, oh my God, it's so good. It's so well shot.
I love when Nathan Lane gets out there on the stage too, finally. And is like, he's like mingling with the crowd a little bit. And then he just like segues into like a song.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Oh my God. He's incredible, dude. I love too that he actually sings too. Cause I feel like usually with drag, it's like lip syncing.
I mean, I think that's he is a big thing. Isn't he more of a stage actor? Like, I thought he did stage work before.
But I'm saying, like, the character, like, it's funny that the character is actually singing because usually drag performances are like lip singing.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the beginning part, they're all singing. What are they singing? God damn it.
We Are Family, right?
Yeah, they're singing We Are Family. And, like, yeah, they're all lip syncing.
And that's how it ends too. Yeah, it's so good. Dude, when I was in Miami, dude, we saw a drag show. It was so fucking good. This guy, this girl, this queen, she lip sang Gimbada by Celia Cruz, which if you don't know how hard that is, it's like Gimbada, 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 Gimbada. Dude, it was incredible. I've never seen like that good of lip singing.
Nice.
It's on another level.
That's hilarious. That does sound funny.
It was insane.
Kind of while the show's going on, turns out Robin Williams is kind of sneaking around, being a little sneaky snake. Sends off Hank Azaria, tells him to get out some white wine and get the fuck out of here. And what is he? He's just like, if you be so mean to me, I'm going to tell Albie about it. And then he's just like, I have two words for you. Green card. And I was like, oh damn, fuck.
I know.
Nice. Got him.
Oh, shit.
That was low. That was kind of a low blow.
Yes, right off the bat. And I was like, you trust this guy around your house and you just put him down like that? Jesus.
It's all low, though. It's all low.
Yeah.
It's just part of the sassy gay culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Big on sass. It. Yeah.
The digs are nice and they're deep. But turns out he was like sneaking around with another man, and that man is his son.
Oh, yeah.
His actual son.
Yeah, they're super sneaky how they reveal though, because they make you think that he's a lover for sure. I mean, it's implied.
It's weird.
He's like, since when did you start drinking beer? And like, caresses his face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were setting it up like that.
And he's like, you look good. And he's like, you do too. He's like, oh, you really think so? And they're like standing like really close to each other.
He's like, I've been bloated. I feel bloated. Like,
He like touches his hair. It's so funny. Yeah. Watching it again where you're like, I was like, I forgot they try to convince you kinda, for 2 seconds that the son is a lover. so strange.
But yeah, he tells him that he's getting married at the ripe old age of 20. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, can't even order a beer and you're going to get married?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that too. I love Robin Williams' reaction there.
Yeah, he's just chugging wine.
Where he's just like, And then he's just like, you know what? Leave. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And he's like, all right.
Yeah, you're on your own after this.
He's like, you're on your own after this. Never come back. Or he's like, okay. All right. He's like, oh, come here. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, you called my bluff, kid.
Yeah, come on. Bluff. It's such a fucking good performance by Robin Williams. It's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Because, he's conservative. I mean, well, he's definitely, the top. And he's, more male.
He's the more masculine of the couple.
He's the more masculine, for sure. But he's still flamboyant, and he's still
the owner of a drag club at the end of the
day. He's still the owner of a drag club, and it's fun. Oh, it's so good.
But then that's also, they do like a little quick cut, and that's when we meet the girl's parents, old Gene Hackman and Diane.
Yeah,
and that's
incredible. You
know, he's a senator, a very conservative senator.
And yeah, just polar opposites.
Yeah, literally.
I love a movie that is just digging so pointedly at the Republican Party. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like roasting the Republican Party in the 90s. Yeah,
just like the wacky shit they say. Like,
yeah. Oh, man, it's so good. His scandal.
Like, really, like, Gene Hackman's roasting him as much as anyone, really.
Yeah.
Just like by the shit he says, representing like them as a senator.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. And they're like, he's like the head of the board of like moral code.
Moral, yeah.
But then
moral,
his, like,
yeah, like moral righteousness or something.
And
like
the other senator got caught with a black teenage hooker.
Oh, no, that was the best. He was just like, well, whose bed was he in? A hooker? Underage? Black!
Yeah.
That was good. That
was so racist. Oh my god. Yeah.
So blatant too. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Then
it's with the theme of the movie though. It's like
that, it's so, you know,
the
good, yeah.
Stereotypical a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, definitely. I just wanted to mention the scene before is when you first like see Nathan Lane just out in all his glory. And he's just like walking on the market, and like what he's just like everything he wears is just a look.
The and costumes just, in this movie are incredible.
Oh man, says one of the best things. He's in a bakery, and then he's about to leave, and then he's just like, "Oh, is that a chocolate schmeckle?" Or schmecken? And then he gets one. He's like, "Oh, it's triumphant. Oh, just one more for the road when the schmecken beckons." Oh.
Everyone he comes that is into the contact best. With just loves him immediately. Also.
Yeah, see,
he's part of the community for sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's like, "You want to see the lobster?" And he's like, "Oh, not tonight. The little piglet's home." And he's just like, But yeah, my mom like
triumphant
when the schmecken beckons all the time. It's so
nice.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. It makes just want to go back to Miami.
Yeah, seriously. It makes me actually kind of like Miami.
It's like, you know, Miami, it though.
Yeah.
It's peak crazy Miami, like
90s Miami.
Yeah, I mean,
looks pretty much the same. I feel like South Beach looks pretty much the same.
Nah, it's a little.
Although people dress more, differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Dress differently, and there's. I don't know. I guess the gay community is out there pretty strong. That's still the
for
same.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Heavy.
You
and people do walk around in
and
like
rollerblades, men and women.
Yeah.
A lot of thongs.
Neon
colored, obviously.
Needless to say, since Hackman's co-founder was found, you know, dead with a underage hooker, it brought a lot of flack on him, and now the media's all over him. And so,
yeah,
now they're thinking this wedding, you know, isn't such a bad thing. A nice, pure, white wedding.
Ooh.
To take everyone's mind off of your yeah, she kept saying, a nice, white wedding.
Yeah. So racist.
Yeah.
And he's so, like married. Yeah. I love that he doesn't even really accept that she's getting married, like at all.
Oh yeah.
He's like married. Yeah, what do you mean? Like, you're not even 18.
He's like, that's not still going on. What are you talking about, a wedding?
He goes, you're not even 18. Yeah. She's like definitely 18.
Like I think he was like, yeah, you weren't even 18 when you met, or some shit like that. And I was like, what? Wait, hold on.
Oh yeah, I love that. Would have been dismissed. She was 17.
Yeah.
The whole everything happening at that house is just incredible with Gene Hackman. I mean, him getting on the ladder,
he's just
going
climbing
out
in. He's
the
like,
window.
I came in from the orchard above the barn.
Be careful, you'll fall. He's like, I did.
I did. Yeah, you did. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he gets to wipe himself down. It's like eating chocolates, stress eating chocolate.
Yeah,
he calls his wife, the maid,
threw all the chocolates away, and he just like gets them out of the trash. I need He's my like, candy.
I need my candy. It's so good.
Oh god. Yeah, and then after that's the rehearsal scene in the club. That's one of my favorites too.
Got a clip something there.
Yeah, he's just like, or what, when he like explains the play to him, he's like,
yeah,
you're his imagination gone, you know, alive, and now you're his fucking object or whatever, like, and he's just like, you get it? And he's just like, no, I don't think so. And he's like, why don't you chew some more gum?
Yeah.
Like, oh, gum makes me goddamn Nathan.
Because he goes, gum makes me think, or helps me think.
Yeah, gum makes
it's
me
think. It's like he's chewing gum.
Yeah, he's chewing. Armand, he's did like, you see that? He just blew up bubble.
Yeah. Armand. And this is when Robin Williams gets on the stage and it's like, you must be Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
Yeah, but keep it all,
but all inside.
Fussy, Martha Graham, all inside. Martha Graham.
Fussy, 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 you do. Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham. Or Twyla, Twyla, Twyla. Or Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd. Or Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. But you keep it all inside.
But all inside. Yeah. It's like his one moment where he gets to go wild.
Yeah,
because he's so subtle, pretty much.
Gotta let it out every once in a while.
Where he could be Robin Williams for a second.
Yeah, where he could just like, they're like, all right, just do your thing for like 5 seconds really quick.
Yeah, it's like, we know you want to do it, Robin. Just do it. He's like, right.
This definitely feels like a tamed Robin.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly, in an over-the-top gay movie, it's a tamed Robin.
Right, because you can't just, I mean, he's next to Hank Azaria and Nathan Lane, which Nathan are the most Lane. Absurdly, yeah, like, over the
I
top.
I feel like he let them, yeah, it's almost like he let them shine, in a way.
And I feel like you have to, like, dramatically, just to balance that out. Like, yeah. It would have been insane if he was also, like, another, like, ultra-feminine, you know, outrageous character.
Yeah, even without being like over the top and stuff, he's still like such a dominating presence in the movie still.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite performances by him, watching it again, because it's so nuanced, I feel like. He's got so much warmth and like he's trying to balance all this stuff. Mm. I feel like he really is in a lot of ways the heart of the movie, where he's like really trying to just keep everything together.
He dials in Good Will Hunting.
Robin,
pretty a little bit in this movie at some points.
And I love like, it too, that he's still pretty flamboyant, but like, yeah. He's just more, way more toned down.
Yeah, because like this is where they get the plan to like, you know, he's just like, he's a senator and he's really conservative. So you guys just shouldn't be as gay. understandably, Robin's like, I'm not just gonna hide who I am. What does he say? Fuck the senator.
Yeah, yes. Well, he's like trying to go along with it for his son at first, but yeah, then he's like, nah, fuck him. I'm being me.
I love that.
It's so good. Makes sense. I mean, he's like dealt with that his whole life, trying to suppress his sexuality. And it's like, come on, man, you're my son. Like, what the fuck? But it is funny that his house, like, that's where they first start to try to, like, strip away that sexuality. And it's, like, a bunch of statues with dicks. Like, everything is so gay. Yeah. And, like,
Gene Hackman's finally on the way over there because they're driving down there to get away from everybody. And, yeah, when, like, he's just, like, take out everything.
Everything, yeah, exactly. They had to clear the entire apartment.
He was just like, don't add anything. Just take away.
Subtract. Yeah, no addition, just subtraction.
Hey, what were they trying to add? Was it the crucifix?
The
moose head. Yeah.
Which made sense. It actually made sense for a senator to come visit. Yeah.
They put
he's like, who put Playboys in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I heard that's what you straights read.
And yeah, that's what they read. Yeah. And Robin Williams still hasn't told Nathan Lane but he's like coming back and he pretends to stub his toe, right?
Oh yeah, he's like, I hurt my thing, my ankle.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my god.
It's so good. And he's now he's acting like Nathan Lane.
I love that too, that it's like it's played so well that that the son is like making them do that, and that it is like a pretty big deal. Because I feel like when they bring it up and they're like, well, we're gonna have to pretend, it's like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, how are you gonna do your dad like that?
Because they're basically like,
all right,
teaching Nathan Lane how to be not as gay. And then it's like,
the
you know, it's just like,
ever.
It's down to the way I walk, the way I talk.
At the restaurant? Yeah, that was
the best part of the movie.
It was just like,
oh my God.
Men don't dab with a little spoon, they smear. Men smear.
Definitely my favorite scene.
And he's like, let me give you an image, John Wayne.
Oh, yeah. When he walks like that, he's like, that was perfect. I just forgot that John Wayne
walked. Yeah.
Like, I guess I just didn't realize that he walks like that. That was actually perfect.
Such a good walk.
He walks like super fucking weird.
And that lady is just looking at him like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, it's man. So good.
He's like, keep your pinky down.
How about those dolphins, huh? Those dolphins?
Yeah, how about those dolphins?
He's like, yeah, can you believe it? They lost in the last quarter. And he's like, yeah, I felt bewildered, betrayed.
And confused. bewildered and betrayed.
Wrong response.
Which is an appropriate, it's honestly the first thing that came to my mind was, I mean, if you take the over the top, that is an appropriate response in a way. It's like, I was bewildered and betrayed.
Yeah.
That's an appropriate response.
But just the way he says it is like, no one would ever say that.
That'll say that.
Yeah,
they would never say that.
I was bewildered. Okay. Oh, it's so fucking good.
What a national treasure he is.
It's such a good setup, too, because you think that that's what the really at the end is going to be the crazy contrived farcical situation, is that he's going to have to pretend to be straight, but it's not even that.
Yeah, right?
It's so much better.
Halfway through.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it goes horribly wrong, and then they go over to, what's his name's actual mom?
Yeah, to try to get her involved.
Try to get her involved to be the mom. Yeah, Val's mom. And
that scene is so wild.
Yeah, right? They like,
she's so
almost
masculine. I love it.
Yeah, right?
They could have cut that scene down a little bit, I think.
Nah, yeah, it's a long scene.
No, because they need Nathan Lane to come in and see what led up to that.
They needed to show the tension. Chemistry between the two of them, because you could tell they were still kind of into each other.
They're doing like musical numbers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so funny.
Reminiscing about the old days.
You could like cut out like two of the musical numbers.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I forgot.
I actually
love
that scene too. Because and then they threw in that he's like, that was the first time, you know, I wanted to try it out, see what all the fuss was about. And then she's like, yeah, you remember? And he's like, I can't forget. We lasted from 2 a.m. to 3:45 twice. And I was like, oh shit.
It's like, damn.
Yeah,
no, that's great, because you get that back. Because you do wonder, you're like, well, how did that happen? And then you're like, oh, okay, so it's not like he was in the closet, but he was just like trying something new, curious.
Yeah, right. It was like literally a one.
He's like always been like a, yeah, like fervently straight or gay dude. And so that makes sense. And then she runs away, or she goes away, he takes the kid. Raise it. It's such a good gender reversal of what is usually the case and usually represented. Yeah. Like the guy runs
role reversal.
It's so good. That scene, I love Nathan Lane. That scene is so beautiful too. Again, Emmanuel Lubezki. My God. That I don't know if it's in
worst
Miami
scene
or
in the movie.
It's
just Mark a set. Could have done with less.
Mark hates it.
You know what?
Is that your vote for worst scene?
I don't know if I can argue that. 1996. Yeah, I don't know if I could argue that's the worst scene. I feel like, I mean, all the other scenes are way, I don't know. I still like it.
It's a great movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the worst scene is still good, but
yeah, for sure.
I don't know. That scene just kind of lost my attention. I don't know. I was kind of just
I mean, it's directly in the middle.
I get the gist like five minutes in, and then they keep going for 15 more minutes.
Well, it's a necessary setup, and I feel like you have to give it the weight that they give it for it to like be believable enough.
Believable that a gay man would have, you know.
Yeah, because it is like it's a great setup too, because then that gets twisted in the end too. She's like stuck in traffic, but
I would say what they could have cut to me was probably the reporting, some of the reporting reporter stuff, and them driving.
Yes,
too.
Yeah,
they could have cut that.
Yes,
because I wanted more universe. That's the one thing I have on this movie is I love the movie and I think it's perfect as it is standalone, but I just craved a little bit more universe. I don't know why. I just craved a little bit more of that dynamic, maybe a little longer of the dinner, or maybe them at the club. Like I wanted
longer of the dinner.
I just wanted more of the universe of, you know, Robin Williams, Nathan Lane.
It's like a 40-minute scene.
Like the South Beach, like
South Beach, backdrop. Them at the birdcage, like him running the operations.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it was trying to be mostly like pretty contained.
Yeah, it was very contained.
You can tell it's a play too. You can always tell
it's in the birdcage.
Oh, you could say. Trapped in the birdcage.
Trapped in the birdcage. That is.
Or should I say, Les Birdcage? Am I right?
Les Birdcage.
But
we all know like Daniel how Daniel feels about the French.
So yeah, Nathan Lane comes bursting in, thinks he's cheating again, and then he gets.
And she's like stroking his chest. Yeah, so, I mean it does seem weird.
Yeah, though it is pretty weird.
It's very. And then
that's when we get that part about Los Copa. Where Nathan Lane finally leaves, and he's like, "I'm going to Los Copa.
Grab my toothbrush."
Like, yeah, he's like, "It's just a cemetery of Los Copa," and he's like, "I know. That's why I'm packing light." Put the little handbag over his shoulder.
Oh my god,
he's so dramatic. It's so good.
He's so dramatic, but he's serious.
He's very serious. He's gone. Ass.
Yeah,
and like.
But it's like bait, though. He's like baiting them hard.
Of course.
Yeah.
But if you don't take the bait, he is gone, though.
Yeah. You both hate me.
You think so? You think he's actually leaving?
I'm a monster. Yeah. Don't worry. You're safe. The monster's leaving.
Oh, that's the best. The freak.
The freak.
The monster.
You're safe now. The monster's leaving.
And he just leaves. They're so used to it. The son specifically is so used to it that he's just like silent most of the time.
Yeah, he just like shrugs. Yeah.
It's like, no, we don't hate you.
When he's looking at the photo album and crying, like over the top crying. He's like, oh.
Soccer club. Second place in a science fair.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, no. And after that, that's when they sign their what they call palimony.
Yep.
But is that like
just what like they a call partnership.
The partnership papers? I guess is that like the Because I was like alimony, palimony. What the fuck? Yeah. And nah. Right. And so they try to go like when does it go back? Because like I remember after that, it's like when they're in suits. They're all in like black suits and
oh, it's great.
Robin Williams looks good as fuck in that suit. And then Nathan Lane comes out and he's just like walking like this. And then he's just, oh no.
Oh, like, dude.
He keeps doing it and then he like can't help himself, but then he does, he like holds back.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's.
he like doesn't know how to sit. Is that when he has the socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he has the pink socks.
There's nothing wrong with those socks, by the way.
No, yeah, those are great. Yeah, I wear pink socks, so.
Yeah, it is. Wow. He is right. Like a little color to show a little pop of color to show personality.
One does want for a touch of color.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Like, way he says everything. This is, like, the way he puts it is so good. Yeah. I just love everything he does in this movie.
Yeah, and it's great. But, and it's like, you can't make him straight. He just can't do it.
Yeah, that's like he naturally goes into it, and then like right. the way he walks with his like hands out to his sides, and then he has to like, oh no, okay.
I know, and it's kind of that is the one of the most beautiful like just little physical performances. Really quick, that he does so yeah. much without saying a word. Where you're just like,
yeah, like he wants to feel put bad his hands for up him to his face like this, and then he's just like, no. Yeah, like yeah. you can tell he's like boxing himself in.
I definitely felt really bad for him in that moment. I was like, man, why are you making this guy yeah. do this? Like, what
I just
the fuck?
Want to help, and all you do is hate me.
Right.
I was like, damn, Nathan. That one got me. That one got me. I thought he was actually hurt by, at that time. I was like, damn.
And you really damn. Don't ever believe for a second that the plan's going to work, which just makes it way more fun. You're just waiting for it to fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is where the dinner starts, and Garbon, or no, Agador finally puts on some fucking yeah, shoes.
Dude. Yeah. You're going to have to put on some shoes. Yeah, what do they start calling him during the dinner?
Spartacus.
Like,
Agador Spartacus.
Agador Spartacus.
Spartacus. They're like, oh, yeah. We call him by his full name. Yeah.
We call him by, he loves being called by his full name. Yeah, because he just comes up with that name for no reason. He's like, hello, my name is Spartacus. He's like, can't walk.
I feel like he Dude. Turns into Charlie Chaplin for like 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
He's just yes. flipping everywhere.
His fucking, he's like a cartoon character.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's crazy.
It's like
his bows.
Film.
His bows? Are off the charts.
Oh yeah, he bows
full
like below
90
his
degree.
Waist.
Yeah,
like, oh this whole like last third of the movie, it's just like Nathan Lane and Hank Azaria like stealing the movie from each other, like back and forth
for sure. Yeah. Like, and Gene Hackman yeah. sprinkled in there, especially yeah. when Gene Hackman is talking yeah. to his wife, Oblivious. I don't know if you're gonna go over that, but that's hilarious.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was basically this last part is gonna be kind of a free because it's just like to me, yeah, it's
yeah.
Like, the mom's late, she's not gonna come, and they're, like, freaking out, and then that's when Nathan Lane...
What happened there exactly? Like, I feel like I missed something with why the mom didn't show up.
She's in traffic.
Miami traffic.
So she's in Miami traffic, so yeah. she's just not coming.
I know, which is
No,
the...
she is coming. She called well, him no, and yeah. said, I'm in traffic, yeah. just start dinner without me.
They have yeah, those 90s car
yeah,
phones.
Yeah, the plan was still for her to come, but Nathan Lane didn't know that plan.
No.
Nathan Lane yeah. don't give a fuck. Because then he blossomed into Mrs. Coleman. The D is silent.
Like, he's all shaved, but he still has like that like shadow.
Yeah, he still
like yeah. It's like
yeah.
How are you calling for this?
Oh yeah.
It does feel like the whole time that they're like a little bit suspicious.
Yeah,
they definitely know something weird's going on. But yeah.
Well, yeah, because in the like the name thing where they're like Goldman, and then it's yeah. Coleman. And then, yeah, that whole thing for 20 yeah. minutes.
Oh, that's the best one. He's like, well, when we're in Greece, it's Coleman. When we're here, it's Coleman. So oh, I yeah. don't know what my name is until someone says it.
Yeah, we yeah. don't know where we are until somebody calls us by our name.
He started adding residences in different countries. He was like, our chateau in
I
France.
Love that.
Yeah, keeps on like using the grease thing like too much
when they
but he kills it. That's the thing, he like just rattles it off and kills it.
He does after
oh,
they
yeah.
they have to eat.
Even
like
the daughter's
a weird
like I think I would actually like to hug you because she just yeah. sold the whole thing. It was great because oh,
the daughter's
God.
In on it too.
Yeah,
yeah, the daughter's in on it too, which is great. So they're just like nuts. Winky.
Hank Azaria walking is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was
funny. Oh, bringing them the food and stuff, like yeah.
him crying when they realize there's no like main course.
That's my favorite peasant soup.
It's supposed to be a stew.
The shrimps. Yeah.
Why do you think I put so much in it?
He said sweet. He actually oh, yeah. said sweet and sour peasant soup.
Sweet and
too.
Sour peasant soup.
And, like, they forgot to, like, change the bowls. This is, like, two guys fucking in their China bowls.
Oh, that's yeah. the best.
I think one is a girl.
Yeah, no, it looks like two boys playing leapfrog.
frog.
She's like, I think that one's a girl. He's like, Gene Hackman's the best, dude. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm sure that's not a girl.
Yeah, he's like, you haven't seen a girl in a while. Yeah. Even without my glasses, I can tell that's a girl. He's like, what are they? Not a girl.
Oh, it's so good.
My favorite part, soup? Though, is when he's talking to his wife towards the end of that dinner. Yeah. And yeah. He's oblivious to the fact that he's in love with Mrs. Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's just talking to her. And what he's describing is literally his wife.
Yeah.
What he's describing, a small town girl, there for her man, definitely for the family. Like, that's his wife, like, for sure, already.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
It's like, I can't believe he just cages up a woman like that.
Yeah, it's his wife he's talking about.
They just don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them, yeah. Like, what? Dude, your wife is awesome.
That's so good. Yeah, he falls for her so hard. Oh, man.
Falls in love. Another great choice. Genuinely falls in love.
And so now you're just waiting for mom to get there. It's such a good farce, like, situation where it's just like so ridiculous and contrived, and then everyone has to like keep up each other's lies.
Yeah. And they like put a note on like the gate that says like do not come in until like his mom, but then like the press guys take it off so that they can like spark some drama.
Oh,
the
press guys just for that. You're like, this will be good.
Definitely shit on reporters, and I love that a lot. They are fucking slimy as fuck.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah, I love that.
Me too. Yeah, that whole side plot, it's funny. I mean, it does pay off in the end because it's what, like, ends up having to, like, bring them, the final thing that, like, brings them together.
It brings them together, yeah.
But it's, like, it is a funny thing where you're just like, man, they're doing a lot with these reporter guys that I don't really care about and aren't that funny or interesting. But
no, not at all. The fat guy, a little bit.
Heavyweights.
Yeah, he's funny.
They even make fun of him for being fat. They're like, holy shit, he gained a lot of weight since the OJ case.
Yeah, and I threw the OJ case in there. Damn. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Gotta give him some credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love when the mom gets there and the son just, like, gives up. He's just
It's like, well, the jig's up.
Yeah, and I'm almost positive they give the mom no lines. I don't even remember her saying anything.
She does.
I mean, she meets her son for the first time, which is hilariously just like glazed over.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
She's like, right. Yeah, it's like, it's so wild. Yeah,
it's like, actually, this is
very progressive. Mom. Yeah. This is my mom. She's like, Val. He's like, nice to meet you. They like shake hands.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. And Gene Hackman's just like, all right, we're out of here.
He's like, all right, what the fuck? Fuck you guys. You're Jewish?
Yeah.
That's all he cared about.
Yeah, another great choice not to make Gene Hackman disgusted either.
Yeah.
By the fact that he was into Mrs. Coleman and she's a man. I love that they didn't like force like a disgust there. Also keeping the movie light.
I love the...
I mean, I think it was just more like, he was just like, this never happened. I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, he couldn't get over the fact that they were Jewish. Well, it stopped there. He stopped
listening. And also, he's under so much pressure with the whole thing. He's like so paranoid that he's like, oh my God, this is the worst place for me to be right now.
Yeah, no, it was a complete mind fuck because honestly, everything he's been told is just a lie.
I mean, I would have been pretty confused in that, too.
Yeah, no, I would have been.
I mean, they knew something was going on. They're like, something strange is going on. And Nathan Lane, when he's like, she's like, oh, lived in Palm Beach and died in South Beach or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Live in South.
Parts of Florida.
Yeah.
You get the best parts of Florida.
It's what my mother always said. Live in South Beach, get buried in Palm Beach.
Because he got like caught in a lie. Yeah.
And he's like, what's that sound? She's like, I never noticed. The neighbors. He's like, I'm fairly certain you live above a club. Yeah. Like, yes, I guess we do.
I guess I do hear that.
It's so fucking good.
And then to sneak him out to avoid all the media and stuff, they have to put him in drag.
Yeah, that was the best.
Phenomenal.
Because, yeah, it just closes up into Gene Hackman in drag.
Great.
Yeah, loving it.
Great.
Looking like B. Awesome. Arthur.
He's like, why is no one dancing? Right, he's there. Like, no one's dancing with me.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, don't leave me alone. I won't be the only girl without someone to dance with.
Yeah, I love that.
But he's like going, great. Walking through all the crowd, like singing and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so weird.
It's a
that
full,
part,
full
like,
circle.
It's like a 10-minute we are family. And like,
yeah,
you can hear everyone muttering it. But I feel like the audio was just like, you could hear them muttering way louder than anything else. It was just kind of a weird option for that.
You so just like, hear them, the way it was mixed?
Oh, yeah. Gene Hackman was doing that. For sure.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
It was like that muttering was louder than anything else in that scene.
Yeah. I mean, you got to exaggerate it for the audience.
Tells his driver, meet me on the corner of Palm and fucking Ocean Drive. Not in a million years, lady.
Yeah. You don't recognize his voice, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then they go back to singing We Are Family in the birdcage.
Ah, oh, it's so good.
Nice.
So they have to. They get to dance their way out of there. It's such a lovely, just nice ending. Yeah. I mean, you never really feel like the stakes are that high. Like, the movie's so silly.
Yeah.
You do kind of feel crushed in the end where you're like, damn, I guess no, it's not going to work out. And then you're like,
maybe the way that Gene Hackman was acting, maybe he would just be fine with it.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
At the very end, yeah, for sure.
Probably after it all, but it did seem like it was going to be rough.
Yeah, it would have been a pleasure to be a part of your family, as the daughter says, and then leaves, about to leave.
That was... I would have loved to have been part of your family. Val, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done forever now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they have to save them. It's so funny. It's so good. Such a lovely ending.
Yeah, right. What a cute ending. It just ends.
And the wedding scene is in the credits.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah, the credits.
One of the best final credit.
Perfect. Like, all they need is
there's
for
another
someone
beat.
In the crowd to be like, who's the mother? I have no idea. And then also on the whole left side is just all of the LGBTQ.
Yes.
And then
all the
on
color,
top of that, Nathan Lane, of course, stealing the show, crying hysterically. It's perfect.
It's so perfect. Good. There's
all black suits on one side and all like any other color on the other side.
Yeah.
There's like a priest and a rabbi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's like, yes, bring them together. Why not? A Republican gay wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of liberals.
I mean, he's not going to, the senator's not going to get over the fact that his boy got caught with the underage teenage person. Like, that's never, and died. Like, there's nothing, nothing's going to change that. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, like, he died. Like, his boy, like, he can't even speak for it and try to cover it up. Like, it's over.
They even interview the hooker.
Yeah, his career's fucking done.
Isn't there a meta moment where they interview the hooker too, and she's like, I don't know, he just looked like a regular guy.
Yeah, what did she say? I forget
it's
what she
so
said.
So random. I love how committed they are to that. It's like, what if we see the hooker? Like,
I don't know. I didn't know anything about him or anything. It's just
like, yeah, there's
stupid,
like
what throwaway
line. It's so good. They just like their continual roasting of the media and like journalism and just all of that news scandal bullshit. It's so good.
When I skydive into the crow's nest, and this time I'm going to use binoculars, and I see, like, I mean, the whole like dinner scene at the end. But I don't know. Specifically for me, I thought Hank Azaria was really fucking funny during that.
Ah, but there's no point in my putting shoes on third. I never wear shoes because they make me fall down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so fucking good. Just the whole dinner scene?
I see. Well, I mean, but specifically, like, Armand Spartacus, like, stumbling around with his shoes on.
It's so good.
Agador.
Those giant...
Agador.
Giant shoes. Why did he... Why was he wearing those?
Yeah, the shoes are too big in the first place. Yeah.
Why would they even...
Well, it doesn't even look like he has them on right, yeah.
I don't know why they would even trust him. Trust him to do that. I would have just ditched the butler. Like, why didn't Robin Williams just... serve everyone?
Or like the part when Hank Azaria comes in and sees Nathan Lane is at the dinner now and just starts laughing his ass off and walks away. I don't know, but Hank Azaria was killing me at the end of that.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's definitely I would say in the contending for stealing that one. Stealing the movie.
Yeah.
I parachute into this opening, and in that opening I see a staircase, and I saunter on up to the captain's cabin, and I peer through that keyhole, and you know what I see? I see all that booty. And trust me, there's a lot of booty, but I'm
actual booty.
I love this whole movie, but I mean, honestly, one of my favorite scenes is when, like, after they go to the mom and he, you know, they break up and then they find each other again and they sign the palimony papers.
Like, oh, wow.
That was Robin Williams was just, I don't know. He moved, like, even watching it today, almost like welled up a little bit when he was just like, you can take it all. I don't care. Take the club, because without you, it's not a home. So what would I have? And like, just like laying it down. I was like, God damn. Confessing his love. Like, what the fuck do you think? Come on.
Nice.
Like, yeah, no. He was so good in that scene. Just thinking about it. I was like, oh, man, that was really good.
Hey, we're partners. You own half of my life, and I own half of yours.
Half of the club?
What does it matter? Take it all. I'm 50 years old. There's only one place in the world I call home, and it's because you're there. So take it. What difference does it make if I say you can stay or you say I can stay?
Were you crying?
Almost, dude. I welled up. Sure. I got a little woof.
That is an amazingly touching scene. I mean, there's so many good scenes in this movie. It's a... odd pick, but I love it.
Well, unexpected, I mean, like, I guess. Like, I don't know. I can't really like compare all the funny scenes. Like, the whole thing is like fucking hilarious. So
I know. I feel like you're a true Birdcage fan. You had to pick something so obscure.
Yeah. I mean,
you've seen this so many times. You're like, actually, the best part is that little scene that no one remembers or ever thinks about. It just touches
that little
me
nugget
hard,
we
that
didn't
one.
Even talk about.
Yeah, exactly. The scene we didn't even go over, really. Great. Well, every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its peak, its best part, if you will. Traditionally, that's when the captain goes around and fucks everyone in the cabin.
Man or woman.
Man or woman. Or something in between. Even.
Oh. Yeah.
Or trans. Or a dolphin.
Oh. Manatees were common.
This film has but one scene that is the climax for me. Though it's hard not to pick the ending, I gotta say, Robin Williams teaching Nathan Lane how to be a man.
Oh yeah,
is just it's just so perfect. It's just like the.
It's so funny.
I feel like you could just show someone that scene and be like, "Just watch this scene. You have to watch this movie." Like that will convince anyone to watch the movie. Like you don't even have to watch the movie. Even just that scene, you would probably feel satisfied. You'd be like, "All right,
yeah, They leave the restaurant area, and like they like he just like confronts that one guy,
yeah, like, in the park.
For no reason. Yeah, realizes he's a giant.
Why are you being an asshole?
Are you calling me an asshole?
All right, it was so random. It was so obvious the guy was huge too. Robin Williams couldn't help it. But yeah, that scene's so good. We smear.
Men smear.
Men smear.
Oh, it pierced the toast.
Yeah.
Men don't care that we pierced the toast.
Yeah, look.
We can always get more.
We always get more.
Fuck the toast.
He's like, yeah.
And then Nathan gets into it. He's like, yeah, we can always get more toast.
Get your pinky down. It's up again. All right. And your pot. What are you doing?
Stop screaming.
I'm teaching you to act like a man. All right. All right. Now, this is a dinner party. Let's work with food. All right? Spread some mustard on the toast. Don't use the spoon, and don't dribble little dots of mustard.
No?
No. You take your knife, and you smear. Men smear.
Smear.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the goddamn pinky down. Right, make your fingers like iron, all right? Yeah, stop trembling. Hold the knife boldly in your strength.
I'm gonna pierce the toast.
So what? The important thing to remember is not to go to pieces when that happens. You have to react like a man. Calm. You have to say to yourself, Albert, you pierced the toast. So what? It's not the end of your life. Try another one.
Albert, you pierced the toast. So what?
You're right. There's no need to get hysterical. All I have to remember is I can always get more toast.
That's the spirit. Yes.
When he does his, like, graze over, like, when he's like, show me how you walk, and he just puts his hands out and, like, floats. Like, floating. It's the best fucking thing ever. It's like, oh my god.
This guy can't put his pinky down.
Oh, dude. It's so good. So you don't put down. Your hand... Don't put your hand, like, palm down. Like, shake my hand.
Yeah. I'm not going to kiss your hand like you're the queen. Put your hand sideways.
And I love how in this moment they're, like, Nathan Lane is discovering how gay Robin Williams is, too. So he's like, buddy, basically you're also pretty gay.
right. Yeah, exactly. Like you have to tone it down as well.
Yeah, because even like some of the shit he's telling him to say is just like things a gay guy thinks straight guys talk. You know what I mean? Like, how about the Dolphins 30-13, huh? Going on third and long on their own 30 with 35 seconds left.
Like, oh. Yeah, and he had the newspaper. You know he just got it off the newspaper.
Bewildered. Betrayed. That's so good. I love the way they're just like there on the tree like that. Like just like with their elbows on the tree, just like in the shade. Oh, just that whole sequence is just lovely. It's just so good.
Well, not to sound redundant, but I'm abruptly woken up after passing out at brunch, and I have to give it to the most perfect rising action section of a drag movie starring Robin Williams. And what I see is two flamboyant men pretending to be straight as they aggressively smear toast and walk like John Wayne while talking about the Dolphins.
Al, you old son of a bitch. How you doing? How do you feel about that call today? I mean, the Dolphins, 4th-and-3 play on their 30-yard line with only 34 seconds to go.
How do you think I feel? Betrayed, bewildered? Wrong response?
I'm not sure.
Hey!
That scene is great.
Nice.
That gets a special Voyage star for two of us picking the same scene. It's a new thing we're doing.
Special Voyage star! Woo!
Doth anyone have remake ideas for this? Do you think this could be made, recast?
I mean, it is kind of difficult.
I mean, you got to put... the director's going to be... What is it? Nicholas Winding Refn? Is that the right...
You're just going to pick him every time?
Nicholas Winding Refn again?
Yeah, I'm going to pick him.
You still don't know his name?
I want it to be super stylized. And then the actor, I'm going to go with... Idris Elba as Robin Williams.
Keep Nathan Lane?
Yeah, we keep Nathan Lane because he's still doing his typecasts in Modern Family. This is the last time I saw him. He was still doing the same exact character with the same accent.
Oh, that's funny.
Or what if we put Jonah Hill as Nathan Lane?
Ooh.
Ooh. Thin or fat, Jonah Hill?
I was thinking Neil Patrick Harris. Wait, fat
Neil
Jonah
Patrick
Hill?
Harris? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Super bad fat.
You say Jonah Hill? I love
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill would be great in this, actually. Probably as the senator. As Gene Hackman's role. Jonah Hill would actually be perfect in that.
Oh, wow.
I would like
as
that.
Gene Hackman's
Wall
role.
Street,
as like the
now we're getting weird.
Like the straight
Wolf
man,
Street,
but
Jonah
he's still
Hill.
Really funny. Yeah. The really funny
cracked
straight man.
Cracked out Jonah Hill.
Exactly, yeah. As the senator. He's like also, like how they twist it is like he's also in on what the guy died for and he was there and he had to leave. He like went out in a fright, in a frantic fright.
I think for Hank Azaria's part, maybe we put in like Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, that'd be
no. You have to keep it ethnic.
Go like, yeah, go actually ethnic.
Get like John Leguizamo for sure.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Or just revive Jeffrey Wright's character in Shaft.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright.
Just bring back Jeffrey Wright. Do your thing again, dude.
Let's see what he does.
Yeah. A violence
I feel like Neil,
made.
Neil Patrick Harris as the Robin Williams character. And then just like some outrageous gay actor as the other one. Like, who's like Billie Eilish or like...
Billie Eilish, the singer?
I'm sorry, no, not Billie Eilish. Billie Eichner.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just put Billie Eilish in there, the little kid singer.
No, just put Tim Curry. Put like the Rocky Horror Show. You know, Tim Curry. That'd be perfect.
Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I can't think of any like flamboyantly gay actors. And other than Billy Eichner, Billy on the Street guy.
But Billie Eilish, though.
And she does her song, like whatever her most popular song is. The bad guy.
I would. Who should direct it is David Wayne. David Wayne should direct that.
Damon Wayne?
Damon Wayne's. This should be his directorial debut.
did he not make like the Scary Movie movies?
No, David Wayne, who made White Hot American Summer.
David Blaine.
All of those movies. Role Models. They came together.
Okay.
He's amazing. He would kill something like this. I wish movies like this were made more like farce movies. You know, like just these cut like this. Crazy, forced, like unbelievable situations to make like screwball-y comedies.
Does Robin Williams carry?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think so. He's top billed, like, right? I feel like it's his movie.
It's him and Nathan
Robin Williams. Yeah, like Nathan Lane like steals if fucking
steals
Robin's
for sure.
Carries.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because, I mean, you could honestly argue that Nathan Lane carries this movie throughout the whole fucking time.
I feel like it's kind of like a duo carry.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
It is
you could say Nathan Lane carries and Hank Azaria steals the show. You know what I mean? Like,
that's kind of what I'm leaning to.
Nathan Lane's in it like too much to steal it. I feel like it is like a duo carry.
Yeah.
And then Azaria steals.
I like that. Azaria steals, and it's there's a lot
close
of
between him and Hackman
Steelers out there. Yeah, Hackman.
Yeah, there's a lot of Steelers.
Diane Weist. It's tough competition.
Hank Azaria with the not an easy the shirt. This is straight looking.
Yeah, straight looking.
Oh, dude. The costuming and the sets are just out of this world. So good.
Get into the thumbs up, thumbs down. Daniel picked it, so.
Well, I think you all know what I'm going to say.
You hated it.
Yep, thumbs down. Fuck this movie.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, I hate gays.
These two thumbs are so far up my ass, I can't even go any further. I wish I had more thumbs.
But seriously, so what'd please. You rate the movie? We can see that, but what'd you rate it?
We can see. I don't know if you guys can tell. Thumbs in the ass. It's yeah, no, this is.
But how do you feel about
so
the
far? So good, love it. Bring out the brooms. I'm calling it.
Most definitely.
No, really, calling your shot already, huh?
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna give it a thumbs right up. So much so that I wanted, even though it was 2 hours, I wanted more. Like, I actually, even though it was perfect, it was contained, it was everything, it was great. Had all the right beats. Made you feel good at the end. But I wanted more. I that's how much I liked it, so thumbs up.
Nice.
Yeah, the cold ending does it kind of jar you a little bit, but then you get that wedding during the credits, and you just feel so complete.
But the wedding!
Because when it first hits the credits, you're like, oh my god, I guess that's it. That's it. They're off, and then hopefully they get married. And then it's like, no, they get married. You're like, oh, yes. Thank you. Closure I needed.
Thank God.
Thank you.
There could have been more Robin Williams and Nathan Lane escapades, though. Like, there could have been more drama. There could have been more. I just loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Nathan Lane would have exploded.
There could have been a sequel for sure.
I do feel like, yeah, like that, the premise of him, like, pretending to be the mom could have gone longer when you watch it compared against all the other scenes. It's a lot of long scenes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's long enough. It's the perfect, like, twist in the end, really. But you could have milked that a little bit more.
Yeah. Cut the reporting, cut the driving.
I'll give this a thumbs way up. Hi!
Hi!
Up the bum! And, nice. This movie is so fucking good. I wish there was more movies like this. And it's just Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. I don't know what else to say about it. It's just it's kind of a perfect comedy, I think. It's like What's Up Doc and then Birdcage. I don't know. It's so fucking, it's such a good physical and dialogue and like Nathan Lane and Diane Weist, Gene Hackman, dude. Please do more comedies. I mean, I guess he's old as fuck now, but goddamn. Yeah, like, now I got to look back and find all the Gene Hackman comedies because he's.
I feel like he's funny in every funny. Movie, even the serious ones, though.
He it's has a true. Funny
conversation.
Yeah.
He does always bring a humor to his roles.
Yeah, for sure.
Usually, like, a kind of dark, like, cynical or, like, sarcasm.
Yeah,
sarcasm, cynical, for sure.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely does a lot of those roles. I feel like French Connection, Mississippi Burning, like he's always giving people shit in like a funny way.
Yeah.
But goddamn. Yeah. What a beautiful, lovely movie. Mike Nichols. I realize I haven't seen like most of Mike Nichols' movies. I got to go back and watch all of them.
Yeah, I didn't even
cause I'm like, know about them. This movie's a fucking clinic on how to cover a scene. It's like so efficient. There's like just look at the camera movements and the edits. It's like there's very few edits. And the camera's just like always in the perfect spot. It's so good.
Well, I really did enjoy it. Sometimes you just got to be that guy and ruin it for everyone else.
Lies.
No way.
But today is not that day.
Yeah, lies.
It's a thumbs up, baby. It's a sweep. Hank Azaria is fucking rooms. Hilarious. Nathan Lane. This is Nathan Lane's peak, I think. I think this is his apex.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is probably getting to do something that like is very unique for him. He gets to do something different, and everyone's just like firing on all cylinders. Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great time.
I think this is
oh yeah
definitely in Robin Williams, Mount Rushmore. which is a big thing to say, I think.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure. Are we doing Robin Williams, Mount Rushmore?
If you want to, just like a quick Robin Williams, Mount Rushmore. Mrs. Doubtfire, Birdcage.
For sure.
Well, let's go over the ones that we can say for sure.
Jumanji. Mrs. Doubtfire.
I agree. I think Aladdin. There's Aladdin. A sculpture of the genie up there on the Mount Rushmore.
That'd be good,
for
yeah.
sure. For sure.
Aladdin. Okay.
I mean, Jumanji.
Jumanji for sure.
Jumanji, I don't
is
know.
Is it for sure?
I don't know if that's
for sure. That's a maybe, I think.
Just because the movie's
he's
not...
fucking amazing in that movie.
Well, he's amazing in every
what year is it?
He's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
fucking
that's the thing. That's what makes it so hard. I mean, I love The Fisher King or Hook, but I don't think either of those go on.
Oh, The no. Fisher King. The Fisher King is, that's a, there's an argument to be made there.
I mean, Dead Poet Hunting. Society.
Oh, fuck. We didn't even mention Good Will Hunting or Dead Poet Society.
I mean, it's Mrs. Doubtfire or Aladdin, for sure. Jumanji, for sure. And then
Good Morning Vietnam.
You might want to throw in, like, 1 hour photo. I mean.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Flubber?
Like, Mork and Mindy is up there before that.
I think Flubber, like Flubber gets in there before that.
Yeah, Flubber. Flubber.
Or Flubber. Patch Adams.
Or Jack.
Patch
I love
Adams
Jack.
Is not on it.
Jack is so great.
Jack is really good.
Jack, I love that movie too.
Man, what the fuck?
You don't like Jack?
Yeah, he eats those fucking worms, bro.
Jack's great.
Eats a can of
he
worms?
Said no.
We should have a Robin Williams month,
you guys haven't seen that movie since you were kids. That movie doesn't hold up.
That doesn't matter. All right.
It does. Yeah. It's like Big. It's the same movie. They're both great.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think
Bicentennial Man.
What?
Bicentennial Man?
That's what, yeah.
Not even close. Not in the running at
Death
all.
Death to Smoochie?
Nope.
Death to Smoochie.
I love that one too.
There it is, right there.
I've never seen that one actually, but I'm going to say no.
Oh, really? It is good.
I don't know if that's no, there's no way it's
I think
Rushmore.
A Mount Rushmore is just really undermining Robin Williams. It's
no,
you can't
I think
contain
it's really
to
I think you can make an argument that the Birdcage is in the Mount Rushmore.
I think it's definitely in the Mount Rushmore.
I think it's the fourth one, though.
I don't know. I don't feel like you get enough of his range in this movie.
Good Will Hunting. Birdcage. Mrs. Doubtfire.
An RV.
And Aladdin.
No way.
There it is.
I'm leaving out Dead Poets Society because, you know, it's a great movie, but it's just like, all right. That like
gonna,
I feel like
I'm gonna throw in
Good Will Hunting takes the place of like
wow.
super serious Robin. You know,
He's just not. He's in Dead Poets Society a lot more than he's in
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, his role in Good Will Hunting is just. I guess you could. Yeah, that's true. Good Will Hunting is more of a supporting.
That's in Matt Damon's.
You could put it. Well, you could swap that for Dead Poet Society. So go Dead Poet Society. This movie, Aladdin, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
All right,
that's hard to beat.
I like that.
That's hard to beat.
And then honorable mention: Happy Feet,
Jack.
Happy Feet. Toys.
Then mine is for sure Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire, 1 hour photo, What Dreams May Come, and Jumanji, right? Did I already say that one?
It's just one Mount Rushmore for the voyage.
And then my Mount Rushmore on the other side of the mountain is...
This is yeah. Whichever way you look, north, south, east, and west, there's a Mount Rushmore of Robin Williams.
It's a different face at every different angle, man.
Wait, what
some of them have the same face.
What was yours, Anthony? Just really quick, what was your Mount Rushmore?
It was Mrs. Doubtfire, Jumanji, 1 hour photo.
No way.
Make come
yeah,
for sure.
That's insane to
no,
me.
1 hour photo is so good. It gives you the Robin Williams you don't get in any other movie, like a dark, twisted. Like stalker Robin Williams, and he nails it. Come on,
the Neon Genesis
Evangelion, bro.
Insomnia's fucking.
And then I'll throw Insomnia.
Insomnia, in he's phenomenal.
Or Aladdin. It's between Aladdin and Insomnia. I think Aladdin.
I think 9 out of 10 people would think you're insane.
No way, dude. You, just because you haven't seen you one hour photo in a long time. That's what.
There's yeah, haven't seen it since you were a kid.
I've seen it more than any of you.
I wouldn't put 1 hour photo on the Rushmore.
You
can't see it. Definitely not over Aladdin. Right. That's insane.
No, I got Aladdin in there.
No, okay. It's there.
And you threw. That's
the genie right next to the 1 hour photo guy. 1 hour photo. Sigh from 1 hour photo.
So it'd be a weird 1 hour photo guy, the genie, and the like feral cave guy from Jumanji.
And then Popeye.
Popeye, underrated.
You get a transgender role. We'll get Aladdin, a cartoon, and then we get fucking 1 hour photo guy. You gotta throw him in there.
He just looks like some fucking guy with glasses. Looking
like a creepy dude
with goggles. No. Did you guys have a worse scene or no? We already went over that, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I already shouted it out. It was the scene where we meet his real mom.
Yeah. I think it's because of the insignificance of her character, which makes sense.
I just
for the
think
movie.
It could have been like 15 minutes shorter and it still would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can give that. I still think I would cut probably the reporter guys before cutting that scene, but
the which guy?
The like journalist guys.
Yeah, journalists. Yeah, the reporters, okay. And then the driving
on
scene
the road and stuff.
Really matter.
You could still set up the thing where like the report there are going to be reporters, but the fact that they made like these like goofy characters and like gave them, you know. Like these little scenes.
Just have them as like a mob of reporters. We don't need to like know their names and their life stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much weight they've gained and now they're a counselor at a fat camp. That's what you guys did.
Yeah, because they don't interact enough with anything to like, you know, you're just waiting for them to like interact with something. I mean, they're just chasing them.
Did anyone else have any scenes that they hated?
No, I love this movie. So. Didn't hate a lot of this movie.
Yeah,
I didn't hate any scene. They just gotta trim some of the stuff to let the characters flourish a little bit.
I want more universe.
Yeah. I want a world in this birdcage.
Yeah. Anthony wants like an MCU of the birdcage.
That would be sweet.
I do. I honestly do. I want more Robin Williams, more Nathan Lane in the club. Give me more.
I want
of that.
Different cages. I want different birds. Give them all.
Sun begins to rise on your face again. Sunrise sheds light on imperfect skin. With our perfectly imperfect love, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, baby, please let this love stay the same, yeah, yeah.
But I'm hoping that our love won't change.
It will never change.
You're not holding me back.
You're never holding me back.
You're not holding me back.
You'll never hold me back.
With our perfectly,
it's so perfect.
With our perfectly imperfect love.
We can spin the wheel. So you guys pick next.
Woo!
Spin it.
You guys want to know?
Do
you guys see it?
In the sky,
I am watching the wheel that you are holding right in front of my face. Yes, I see it.
Mark, mark, mark.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh!
Yeah, baby!
Oh, how did I know?
Marcus.
Mark,
dang, there's a few. That I've been flipping over in my brain, but one of them, it feels like it should be the one. If I don't know, because I was thinking maybe Mulholland Drive, but that doesn't feel like a gay movie to me. It just feels like there's gay character or like there's just like lesbian sex scenes, really.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's pretty cool too.
But so to be true to the month, I'm going to go with Beau Travail.
Oh, nice. Wow.